we just got here on the scene at the Lebanon Raceway, and you're looking at the live shot behind me with the smoke still coming up. We're also getting multiple reports of two fatalities.
Jerry Knappenberger is the general manager of the Ohio Harness Horse Association. Jerry, it's been a tough week for you folks, and all of us in the harness racing community certainly do feel your pain. Our condolences.
Thank you so much. The folks at Lebanon were devastated by the tragic fire that occurred early morning on Saturday.
Very tragic situation, but as usual, the harness racing community does respond, and I understand there's been a great response to the relief fund that you've set up, Jerry.
Yes, definitely. I've heard from horsemen's groups across the country, Pennsylvania, New York, Illinois, and so forth, are doing different things that are passing money on and sending funds to help those folks, and much equipment has been sent. I was just talking with the presiding judge there, and he's sent his truck and trailer. It's been to down to Hawkinsville, Georgia, and going to Indiana, picking up equipment that horsemen have donated to get those trainers back on their feet.
Jerry, were the horses insured to any degree?
From what we determined, and we were down there all day on Saturday and talked with, I believe, 28 different owners of those horses. It involved somewhere around 12 or 14 trainers. We determined that no one had any private insurance. There is some fire and disaster coverage through Harness Horsemen's International that covers horsemen and tack. Those claims were in the process that will be turned in and go through that process
there. Yeah. And you know, for a lot of these guys, it's going to be starting over, I would think.
Oh, most definitely. For many of them, they lost everything. And the trainer that was most hard hit was King Kaufman, had 20 stalls in that barn. Fortunately, some of his horses were turned out, but he had equipment for 20 horses, and he lost not only all the horses, but all of his equipment. And many of the fellas had their race colors and so forth in tack rooms and whatnot. So.
Sure. One of the things that caught my attention when I was reading some of the comments that were posted on one of the websites pertaining to the story was the fact that there weren't sprinklers in the barn. Is this something that Ohio Harness Horse is going to be pushing for in its member tracks?
Obviously, in any situation, you would love to have sprinklers and better alarm system. Our situation here in Ohio, unfortunately, is with the case of Lebanon and some of our racetracks, is just trying to keep them operating. All of our seven commercial tracks, four harness and three thoroughbred tracks, six of them have lost money each of the last 4 or 5 years. And we hope in the future that we will receive expanded gaming. The governor's plan is currently on hold, being challenged
right in
the court, and we will not find out probably till January, but there's incentive. The legislature and the governor is working to bring expanded gaming to our tracks, and that was something, yes, that we would love to have, but at this point in time, we're just fortunate to be able to keep our racetracks trying to stay open.
So basically, if you can get the expanded gaming, obviously that creates revenue opportunities, and hopefully you can earmark some of that for things like sprinkler systems in barns, correct?
Most definitely. In fact, in an O2 agreement that extended our contracts and our working relationship with our racetracks, there was some agreements that if the expanded gaming comes, there will be provisions for backstretch improvements, and those type of things would be things that would be included.
Well, I wish you the best with that. Is there a number? Is there a contact that people can use to help donate, be it money or equipment or whatever the case may be?
Certainly. They can contact our office.
There's a toll-free number.
It is 1-800-353-6442.
Okay.
And then the other line is 614-221-3650, or they can contact Lebanon Raceway directly with equipment, kind of shuttling the equipment down there to Susan Wilson, the Vice President of Racing, and simulcasting can be contacted at Lebanon Raceway.
Well, Jerry, there never is a good time for a tragedy, especially one so close to the holiday period, but rest assured that the race people of Lebanon, Ohio are in our thoughts and in our prayers, and certainly will be the subject of our attempts to provide relief from the many horse people here in Canada. Thank you so much for this.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and appreciate all the support from all the horsemen in this country and in Canada that wish to help our horsemen at Lebanon, Ohio.
All the best, Jerry.
Thank you so much.
All the best, sir. Jerry Knappenberger of the Ohio Harness Horse Association. Once again, that number to call, 1-800-353-6442. That's 1-800-353-6442. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications.